Ah, yes, my dear friend, Cheechin Cho. Cheechin Cho is a person that I met in Cancun, Mexico. Actually, he lives in a place called Playa del Carmen, which is a very international city right on the coast, right on the Maya Riviera. And it is beautiful, a beautiful Mexican town with shops and cobblestone streets and with glistening white beaches and turquoise, blue, clear water. Yes, Cheechin Cho lives 1,500 yards from the beach, and I spend a lot of time at his house. He has a sacred cenote in his backyard, as a matter of fact. But Cheechin Cho works for a gentleman by the name of Señor Cantana, and Señor Cantana owns a lot of the Mayan ecological parks in Mexico. He owns Garifón, he owns Xel-Há, he owns Escaret, and he's building a couple of new Mayan preserved resort parks at Palenque and Chichen Itza. But Cheechin Cho is the architect and the Mayan resource for Escaret. He is a sculptor and a carver and a researcher who is in charge of making sure that Escaret is accurate and accurately portrays the Maya world to the rest of the world that comes there to see it. And when I was in Mexico, in Cancun, I was attempting to get Carl Coleman's book published by Señor Cantana. And I had sent the first draft of Carl's book to Señor Cantana, and he turned it over to Cheechin Cho. Cheechin Cho read the book and then contacted me, and we started having meetings. We became fast friends, and he took me to meet with the Mayan elders of the Yucatan, and the Mayan elders had some are trying to correct the spellings and the mispronunciations and the misnomers or misnaming of many things by the Spanish, who came in and changed the whole Mayan culture, and in fact changed their legends. Most of the Popol Vuh books have been changed or altered by the Franciscan monks. A lot of the traditions were lost, but those that can be gathered back, Cheechin Cho is working on doing that. So Cheechin Cho is a very active person pursuing Mayan wisdom, and that's why he's on our webpage, besides the fact that he's a good guy.